Money Talk.
This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on strengthening India's infrastructure base, core industry growth with investment potential. The participants are Dilip Chinoy, economic analyst, and Sarabjit Kaur, anchor.
Hello listeners. Today we bring you an important economic update on the Index of Core Industries ICI based on the new base year 2022-23. This marks a significant step in improving the accuracy and relevance of India's economic indicators. The revised series reflects the latest structure of the economy and provides a more up-to-date measure of the performance of the country's core industries, which play a vital role in industrial growth. To understand this in detail, we are fortunate to connect with Mr. Dilip Chinoy, former Secretary General, FICCI. Mr. Dilip, welcome to the discussion.
Thank you for having me.
Sir, to begin the discussion and for the benefit of our listeners, we'd like to know from you what exactly is the Index of Core Industries and why is it considered one of the most important high-frequency indicators of India's economy?
So very simply put, the Index of Core Industries tracks the monthly performance of India's crucial infrastructure industries that are essential for economic activity. With the updated series, which is using this base year 2022-23, it now includes 9 core industries: crude, coal, natural gas, refinery products, fertilizer, steel, which is the new addition, cement, electricity, and iron ore. These sectors actually provide vital inputs for manufacturing, construction, transport, and services. And since these sectors actually make up approximately 41% of the index of industrial production, any changes in their output can signal shifts in industrial activity. And since these data relating to coal, crude oil, natural gas, etc. are available prior to the other items in the index of industrial production, this is kind of an early indicator of industrial activity and shifts in industrial activity and overall economic momentum. That is why government, the Reserve Bank, businesses, and financial markets actually keep a close eye on the index as a leading indicator of growth trends.
Taking cue from what you said, Mr. Chinoy, that this is a monthly data and it is an early indicator of economic momentum. But if you could please explain to us, what was the need to revise the base year from 2011-12 to 2022-23? What does a change in the base year achieve in this series?
So whenever you have an index, right, and if you have an index that reflects a particular activity, if the nature of activity changes over the years, you have to actually change the base year. And revising the base year is done periodically to ensure that economic indicators accurately reflect the current economic landscape. If you see, in this case, since about 2011-12, economic activity has seen major structural changes, including growth in infrastructure, renewable energy, steel production, and digitalization. Shifting the base year actually to 22-23, it can better reflect the industrial structure. We can also update the weights for different sectors in the economy and also include new data sources. In this case, we included iron ore, for example. Enhance compatibility with other official statistics like the revised index of industrial production. And also actually it helps to create a more accurate measure of industrial performance. Very simply put for your listeners, a new base year makes the index more relevant and reliable, and especially since this is seen as an early indicator of future economic growth.
So as you just mentioned that iron ore has now been included in the list of core industries. From 8 core industries, we've moved to 9 core industries. What does this inclusion of iron ore indicate about the country's industrial landscape? And are we also, you know, indicating a growing emphasis on mining, steel production, manufacturing in India's growth strategy?
You know, absolutely. So if you look at iron ore, it has been included because it plays a crucial role, as you just, you know, hinted, in supporting India's rapidly growing steel infrastructure and manufacturing sectors. You know, iron and iron ore is fundamental to that.
Correct.
In addition, it acknowledges that mining also contributes more significantly to industrial growth than it did when the last series was created. If you look at very simply the production of steel then and now, it's actually grown 3x or 4x from that point of time. Therefore, including iron ore also allows for better measurement. Since its production often indicates trends, obviously, in steel manufacturing and infrastructure development. And steel is actually fundamental to many manufacturing processes and many infrastructure, especially construction, etc. And therefore, overall, if you were to say, this edition highlights India's increasing focus on using domestic resources, expanding industrial capacity, and achieving self-reliance in manufacturing. And given this context, it is very important to include this in the index and to really be a core precursor to understanding what's happening in the manufacturing sector going forward.
Mr. Dilip, if you could also throw light on the fact that why changes have been made to the weights assigned to different sectors, and guess there has been a change, and how does this changed weighing system better reflect the current structure of the Indian economy?
Okay, so for that, it's a bit important for listeners to understand that why are weights assigned to a sector in such an index? So very simply put, the weights are based on each sector's contribution to the gross value added in the economy. And the gross value added is represented in the revised index of industrial production framework, which now also has the base year of 2022 and 23. So the more a sector contributes to industrial production, the larger its weight. So in this revision, for instance, electricity gets the highest weight since nearly every economic activity relies on it. You know, very simply, if many people who are on boards of companies ask for monthly electricity consumption to be shared with them from the company level, because that's a good indicator of how much activity is taking place. And this applies to the economy as well. Refinery products and steel also have significant weights due to the extensive correlations to various industries. You know, a lot of industries use these as industrial raw material going forward. And therefore, this revised methodology ensures that this index truly reflects today's industrial landscape rather than that of a decade ago. You know, when you talked about earlier, for example, the steel thing with the given the Gati Shakti pipeline, the national infrastructure pipeline, and the investments in roads, railways, ports, housing, renewable energy, they all require steel. And since steel is required, you know, you require iron ore. And when you introduce a new item in an index, therefore the relative weights changes and therefore you have to change the weight. So it's a very interesting concept that the government has done to make this information more reliable to the investments, the banking sector, industry, and even consumers going forward.
So, Mr. Dilip, you touched upon very important national missions like the Make in India, PM Gati Shakti, National Infrastructure Pipeline. Now, can this new series improve planning under these initiatives?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you look at what this index shows, right? For example, if I were to take, let's say, iron ore consumption is declining and electricity consumption is declining, then you will find that you will most likely come to understand that probably there's a manufacturing kind of a problem because electricity is correlated to manufacturing. However, if only the iron ore and that sector is declining, then an electricity comes is about stable, then you can figure out whether, oh, possibly it's infrastructure, because in any other use of the steel, electricity is involved in manufacturing. And therefore, we need to focus on infrastructure. And that could be a problem and we need to actually focus on this going forward. And similarly, you know, steel and cement are vital for infrastructure. So it helps. And since these actually precede the index of industrial performance, right? It is important to see these as early indicators that can give signals of how the economy is doing and if there are any corrective actions that need to be taken going forward.
Mr. Dilip, there is also another important economic indicator, and that is the Index of Industrial Production, IIP. We'd like to know from you, how does the core industries index differ from the IIP and what is the relationship between the two?
So if you look at the index of core industries, that really focuses on the 8 core industries that we talked about, which are a subset of the index of industrial production. And what you look here is that if you look at the index of industrial production, then you see that there are other items and it covers a broader range. So whether say the core industries talks about mining, manufacturing, electricity with hundreds of industrial products, right? So a lot of consumer durables are there, automobiles are there, and therefore it's a subset. The index of core industries is a subset of the index of industrial production. And industrial production is a broader aspect. But however, the ICI, which is the index of core industries, is an important early indicator of industrial production. So it can give a heads up on industrial trends, etc., going forward. So very simply put, if the index of industrial production has maybe 100 industries, I'm just giving an example, around 41% of them are really in the core sector. The balance are different manufacturing sectors in this area.
So, Mr. Dilip, if we were to turn our attention to economists, policymakers, financial markets, for them, what is the importance of this monthly core industries index?
So, as we talked about it earlier, this is a first official indicator which is released every month. 8 sectors, very simple to do. And it helps us economists, industrialists, other people who follow and track the economy to evaluate the current level of industrial activity, you know, one. You could also use it to forecast IIP and GDP growth. If there are certain indicators here, it may mean that steel production has gone down or manufacturing has gone down. So it helps to forecast the growth. The second thing is that it assesses infrastructure demand, because a lot of these activities goes into infrastructure, and therefore what would be infrastructure demand going forward. For economists and for others, it informs monetary and fiscal policy. And for industrialists or for business people and others, it could also guide investment decisions. Financial markets also look at it in a different way. It looks at it to gauge what could possibly be corporate earning prospects and overall economic activity. So you could look at it in a different manner. So it's a very important fundamental kind of index, which is somewhat like the pulse. When a doctor takes a pulse to understand how, you know, your health is very similar to that.
So among the core sectors, earlier 8, now 9, in your view, which ones have emerged as the strongest growth drivers in recent years?
A very difficult question to answer. And, you know, if you take the expanded version of 9, and obviously it's the iron ore sector. But electricity and oil are very important from the economy perspective. So electricity is due to rising demand. Steel, which has been boosted by infrastructure and construction needs, cement reflecting invest in housing and capital projects, now iron ore linked to higher steel generation, and coal, you know, if I were to take 5 out of them. And these, and coal is really driven by increased power generation and linked to the first one, which is electricity. And these sectors have really thrived going forward, essentially, you know, driven by higher public infrastructure spending and also increasing, improving manufacturing growth.
To conclude the discussion, Mr. Dilip, we'd like to know from you very briefly, if the core industries index shows sustained growth over several months, what message does it send about the overall health of the economy?
Okay, so very simply put, if there's sustained growth in the index of core industries, it actually typically indicates a healthy and expanding economy. It indicates rising industrial production, increased infrastructure activity, growing investment, and a strong demand for construction, right? So if you look at this, a really important indicator for the health and growth of the economy going forward.
Listeners, as we conclude today's program, we hope you have now a better understanding of the new series of the Index of Core Industries, with base year 2022-23, and its importance in measuring the performance of India's key industrial sectors. Mr. Dilip Chinoy, thank you very much for sparing your valuable time and for such insightful thoughts. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on strengthening India's infrastructure base, core industry growth and investment potential. The participants were Dilip Chinoy, economic analyst, and Sarabjit Kaur, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Money Talk.